Okay, so I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Ethics. This is March 2nd, 2020, and it is 6:30 p.m. Present is...
Yes, we can do like a roll call.
Okay.
So if you'd like to go around the room and just say that you're here, I'll go ahead and keep track of that.
Linda Batway.
Jimmy McCarty.
Ohad Lowy.
Katie Baird.
Okay. And we have Maria that is absent, and that's an excused absent.
Okay. So the first order of business is to approve the minutes. We have minutes from May 2nd, 2016, August 31st, 2016, September 6th, 2018, October 12th, 2016, October 11th, 2017, January 10th, 2018, July 11th, 2018, and January 9th, 2019.
So I'll make a motion to accept the recited minutes for approval.
I'll second.
There's a motion. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes. So the second order of business is to discuss the complaint number 2020-001. I'm not exactly sure what the format is.
I can go ahead and, if you'd like, I can talk about the procedural history.
Okay.
And so on February 19, Doris, as a member of the clerk's office and the support staff for this board, did receive a complaint. It had been filed through the Tacoma First 311 Conduct Complaint System under W153669-021220. And on February 20th, she had forwarded it to me, and we had forwarded it out to the board for its review. It is, you should have received a copy of it. In that complaint, the person who is complained against is Mayor Victoria Witters. There were there was a small narrative, and I don't know if everybody had a chance to review it, but ultimately, as part of the administrative procedure, I did review it. Ultimately, I did not believe that this would be appropriate to just automatically dismiss through an administrative procedure, and so therefore it did require that we promptly meet. That is the purpose of today's hearing. I would note that according to your bylaws, it does contemplate that the receipt and deliberation on a complaint against a public officer or employee be done in a closed session. RCW 42.30.1101F does read to receive and evaluate complaints or charges brought against a public officer or employee. However, upon the request of such officer or employee, a public hearing or a meeting open to the public shall be conducted upon such complaint or charge. That is the language that does carve out an executive session privilege to the OPMA, and so it is up to the board on whether or not you wish to execute that.
Okay. So I was going to say at this point I would make a motion to move to executive session.
Maybe before that, is there any testimony? Anybody in the audience? No.
I don't believe there's anybody in attendance who's directly connected to the complaint.
Okay. And do we have any information that somebody was going to attend to provide testimony?
No, we're still at the preliminary stage. I think that after a review of the information, the board would have at its disposal the opportunity to appoint an investigator or request additional information from the parties. If the board were to make a preliminary finding that there was a violation, that would trigger certain procedures in terms of having an additional hearing, and obviously the party would have an opportunity to be heard.
Okay. So maybe before going into executive session, is there anything that should be discussed in an open setting?
It's really the board's discretion at that point.
Okay. Okay, so you made a motion?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay,
we
so
need to time
we're going to do executive session.
Do we need
to
do
nothing
personal?
It's only for a set time period.
Oh, yeah, no. That's what I was going to say. So is there a time I should?
Is there a time? How long do you think?
We have to estimate the amount of time. And ultimately, if you say 15 minutes, for instance, and you still need more, you can still ask for more. But, for instance, if you say a half an hour, you have to take the half an hour.
Oh, okay.
And is half hour the limit?
No,
or like,
no.
Oh.
You can make it any amount of time. I'm just saying you can't go back into open session before the conclusion of
okay.
whatever time you set.
Oh. So give people the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so while the deliberations may be held in an executive session, what you actually decide should be in an open session.
Okay.
So I don't know if you
15 minutes. You may start out with 15 minutes,
okay.
and then
okay.
if you guys decide that you need more, we can always say extend.
Okay.
So we're going to do 15
Are
minutes.
Are you going to be out here?
Yeah, I'll be
okay.
out. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need any water or anything?
Nope, I'm
okay.
good.
All right, thank you.
Do I announce that we're going into executive session?
Yes.
Okay. So the Board of Ethics meeting is now going into executive session. It's 6:38.
For 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes. Thank you.
The Board of Ethics will be extending the executive session for 10 more minutes. So it's 6:53 right now. Okay, we are recording. So we'll, it's 7:03.
So the Board of Ethics is resuming. It's now 7:03.
And I will make a motion that for complaint number 2020-001, that the board finds that even if all the allegations were found to be true as written, that it fails to state prohibited conduct as set out in City Code 1.46.030, and therefore that the board dismissed the complaint.
I second that motion.
The motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Abstentions? And the motion passes. And I believe that ends our business for today, so the Board of Ethics is adjourned. It's 7:05.
Do we have to do that by motion?
You don't have to adjourn by motion.
Excellent.